Dean Coffert's co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, the Nina Republican, isn't sure if a budget repair session will be necessary.
The governor needs to step up to the plate and tell us how he proposes to deal with this shortfall, because I personally don't want the legislature to go into the next biennium with a negative balance.
Senator Bob Jauch predicted there would be partisan finger-pointing once the Fiscal Bureau report came out. During a news conference, the popular Democrat pounded the podium for emphasis.
And so when we get into this game, the Republicans say it's the governor's fault. He should have come in with a better budget, and it's his fault. They voted for this budget. But more importantly, they are responsible for helping solve the problems, not perpetuate them.
One big expense adding to the state shortfall is the high cost of medical care for the needy. Democrats want to restructure the debt for medical assistance to assure services aren't cut. But River Hills Republican Alberta Darling, who co-chairs the Finance Committee, has reservations about that.
That is definitely one option. The problem with it is it's using your credit card to pay for a bill that you already have. And it leaves us with another debt in the future. It doesn't really solve the problem.
The state's hoping the federal government comes through with more medical assistance help. If not, Wisconsin's deficit could balloon as high as $433 million. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.